be Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen. Saint Gemma Galgani, like all saints, was not born a saint, but in her short life of 25 years, she was ascending step by step to the highest peaks of mysticism, with continuous ecstasies, visions of Jesus and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, of Saint Gabriel, and especially of her guardian angel. The guardian angel of Saint Gemma was her friend who always accompanied her, helping her in everything. The life of Saint Gemma Galgani can be summarized by saying that it was a life of total love for Jesus Christ, love without conditions and until the end. She was a wife who knew how to abandon herself without limitations in the hands of her divine husband and accept his will even in the smallest details. Her relationship with Saint Gabriel dates back to when she was seriously ill in 1899, and someone loaned her the book of his life. She called him Brother Gabriel, or simply Gabrielin. When Saint Gemma prayed the Liturgy of the Hours, Brother Gabriel frequently appeared to her to accompany her in her prayer. Once, she had a need to stay overnight in the monastery, and Saint Gabriel was with her. Saint Gemma loved Brother Gabriel very much. Her director, Father Germano Ruopolo, gave her Saint Gabriel's tooth as a relic, and she kept it with great affection. In a letter, she says to Father Germano Ruopolo, "My father, do you know what Jesus clung to? To the famous tooth of Saint Gabriel. Jesus said to me, 'Tell me, my daughter, isn't it true that you are too attached to the tooth?'" And Saint Gemma Galgani answered, "But it is a precious relic." Then Jesus said to her, a little seriously, "Daughter, it is your father who tells you, and enough." And what Jesus says is always the truth. Sister Maria asked me for the tooth of Saint Gabriel to show it to the nuns, and when I gave it to her, I started to cry because I wanted to always have it with me. You have to see, my father, what Jesus clings to. Our sweet Jesus does not allow her to become attached to the things of the world, no matter how holy they are, so she is totally given over to his love and to his service. Saint Gemma Galgani tells us, "The devil hit me with my head on the ground so hard that it made me scream, 'Brother Gabriel, help me!' He came instantly, but he was not alone. He was with another elder. He was Saint Paul of the Cross, the founder of the Congregation of the Passion of Jesus Christ. As soon as the devil saw them, he fled." On one occasion, the devil beat me a little bit. Finally, thanks to the holy water, but especially to Saint Paul of the Cross, he left me. Again, the devil came and made me suffer a lot, but it was not one, it was two. She was scared. She had Jesus on her mind, but she couldn't pronounce his name with her mouth. The Virgin had told me, "Here is the attack. It will last until you get the image of Saint Gabriel in your hands." And Saint Gemma tells us, "It seems that Jesus, through Saint Gabriel, has granted me the grace not to be tormented by the devil during the day, only at night. Tonight, the devil appeared in the form of man, all dark, with a snake coiled around one arm and saying to me, 'You are condemned for that sin that you committed years ago. Don't you remember? There is no hope for you. You're already mine. Don't forget that God has definitely abandoned you.' And I replied, 'Jesus forgave me for that a long time ago.' And the devil was dragging me across the floor. Finally, I was lying on the ground. I called Jesus, and he came immediately along with Saint Gabriel. He helped me to get up and restored my strength right away." Yesterday, after more than 3 months, Saint Gabriel finally came. If only I had seen how he spoke. His eyes sparkled. They looked like two stars. I don't know what I would have done if I could have been in front of him. I couldn't even kiss his habits. Obedience has forbidden me. He told me a lot about the new convent. Since yesterday at about 7 o'clock, I have seen Saint Gabriel with his hands folded, praying before the Blessed Sacrament. What light! He is cheerful. I don't dare to ask him who he's praying for, but he, who sees my desire, answers me laughing, "I'm not praying for you, I'm praying for Serafina." One day, after having suffered a lot, I exclaimed, "Brother Gabriel, come." He came right away. He helped me to get up and I sat down. He laughed and said to me, "Gemma, why are you sad?" I was almost about to cry, but when I saw that it was him, I responded immediately. I'm a little upset because I want to be a passionist and I seem to see certain strange things. Then I started crying bitterly. He, taking me by the hand, said, "Be calm, blessed daughter." It seemed to me that Saint Gabriel loved me very much. He would caress me and say, "Don't be afraid, whatever happens. The new convent will have to be built here in this city, and you will be a passionist. I promise to come every night after 11 o'clock to see you and tell you how you should correct yourself." Saint Gabriel blessed me. After having made me kneel, I kissed his habit and badge, and while I was kissing it, Saint Gabriel kissed me on the forehead and repeated, "You will be a passionist." Another day, Saint Gabriel came. It seemed to me that he put a hand on my head and made me repeat 3 times, "From the devil's tricks, deliver us, Lord." I said it, and Mrs. Cecilia said it too. It seemed to me that he was blessing me, and he left me. In a letter to Serafina, referring to Josefina Imperiali, she tells her that she has written a letter to Brother Gabriel. "I entrusted the matter to Saint Gabriel by means of a letter addressed to him and delivered to my guardian angel." Her confidence in Saint Gabriel went as far as writing him a letter addressed to heaven and sent through her guardian angel. And Brother Gabriel was so aware of her that not only did he free her from the devil's temptations, but he even prayed with her every day the Liturgy of the Hours. And in her church, he prayed the septenary of Our Lady of Sorrows with her. St. Gemma says, "Mrs. Cecilia is doing the septenary with me. St. Gabriel is coming to accompany us in the prayer of the Rosary of Our Lady of Sorrows. St. Gabriel enters the church with the others and stands next to me. Then he allows me to kiss his habit and leaves." Besides having a lot of devotion to St. Gabriel, she also had devotion to the founder of the Congregation of the Passion of Jesus Christ, referring to St. Paul of the Cross, who on some occasions also appeared to defend her from the devil. Also, St. Gemma had devotion to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the promoter of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to whom she made a novena to obtain a miraculous cure from her. Praised be Jesus Christ, blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother, Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.